Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Bar Review, speaking with Comets assistant coach Kevin Cook. Well, coach, this is a, well, I'll back up and say you were the one who in charge of practice for this month. Van came back today. Did you still run practice today? Let him rest?
Yeah, coach was pretty tired. He got in last night around 10 p.m., which was Sunday, and still had a little bit of jet lag, so he just kind of watched practice today, but it's been a great experience for the past 16 or 17 practices. Some people have the misconception that everybody's been off. That's not been the case. All the rest of the Comets have been here at the Toyota Center working hard. Their attitudes have been nothing short of phenomenal. Practices have been going good. I think we've got better in a lot of areas. They've really focused. Got stronger in the weight room. It's been a good break. You know, I felt that at the end when we left off, we were playing as good as basketball as anybody in the league there, and we'll hope to pick right up where we left off.
Coach, talk about Wednesday's game versus Minnesota. You know, Minnesota will be without Katie Smith. It'll be Tina and Cheryl's first game back from the Olympics. So just give your viewpoint on that from both Minnesota standpoint without Katie and the Comets with people who didn't practice while they were playing in the Olympics.
Well, that's a tricky game. Minnesota, like we said, have had 17 or 18 practices already. Without Katie, they played their last three or four games, I'm not sure which now, before the break, without Katie. A couple of those were victories, you know, one against the defending champion, Detroit Shock. So they're used now to playing without Katie. They've made that adjustment. And let's call it the way it is. Both games against Minnesota are must games for us, and that's the way it is. And, you know, we've got to get started on the winning track Wednesday, and I think it'll be an emotional lift getting Tina and Cheryl back along with our leader, Coach Chancellor. It should be a good buzz here in the Toyota Center, both for the game Wednesday against Minnesota and Friday. They're both must wins for us to have a shot, you know, of getting into the playoffs and making some noise. So there's a lot of excitement right now. We've got one more tune-up tomorrow, and then the game. So let's get started and finish these last eight games the best we can.
Give your thoughts on Team USA and Coach Chancellor winning the gold medal.
But certainly it wasn't unexpected. United States of America has the best women's basketball players in the world, and they played as a team. They played hard. The depth just wore everybody down. We played with a great amount of energy, and I'm really happy for our three Comets, and they played an instrumental part of course with Coach leading them, and Tina playing so very well, and Cheryl coming up big in the clutch like she's always done. Saw Coach today. He's still on cloud nine, as I'm sure Tina and Cheryl are also, and so we're just really ready to welcome them back with open arms, and I thought an unblemished record starting back at the World Championships in China, and all the preparation games has been an outstanding job by Coach Chancellor, and looking forward to him keeping some of that red, white, and blue magic going here with the Comets.
And one last question. A lot of people, a lot of fans have been wondering about this. The status of Jeanette Arcane.
KG, personally, I'm disappointed. I spoke with Jeanette several times throughout the season. Last conversation we had right before she got on the plane to go to Athens, Greece, and prepare for the Olympics. The coach, if I do not medal, I'll come back. And to hear the news now that she had hidden commitments, not hidden from us, but hidden from her. It wasn't anything, I want to make it clear, it wasn't anything Jeanette was hiding from us, is what the people back in Brazil were hiding from her. She's disappointed not to be able to come back. She's got several appearances that she has to make. It was in her contract. We spoke this morning. She was heading out from Sao Paulo to Rio de Janeiro. And she says, hey, I want to be back with everybody. You know I do. But this would break my contract if I'm to come back. Well, it hurts us because we've been planning, you know, this whole time that she would be coming back. It's something that can't be helped. We faced adversity all season, and we're not going to let it get us down. We've just got to play as hard as we can every time out.
Okay. Chris Gardner at the Houston Round Bar Review, speaking with Kevin Cook of the Houston Comets.